That's four tfachim wide, yishno it's matir b'churba. Means a churba means a house, a haunted house, that all the four walls are like broken down, but could be the beams are standing up there. If you have a beam going straight across, now that top beam itself is four tfachim wide, he holds you a lot of carry underneath the beam. Why are you allowed to carry underneath the beam? Because we say, Pitik, we have to face them on all four sides of the beam. We look like that's called a roof. The halacha, a roof has to be at least four tefachim wide. Once you have a beam on top, four tefachim wide, on all four sides, we look as if it comes down and you're allowed to carry underneath it. Is Kaira Mat Dalad Mate Bechurba. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Varavua, Kaira Dalad Mate B'mayim. He also knows only by Mayim is in Mutter. Is Lechura Mani. Who do they go like? Lach Lishna Diyarmat B'yesa Loi Pligi. Of the Zoybiyesev a Divri Hakol. But the first sheet that holds that if it's only 10 amas wide, according to everybody, by so as you say, Pitikra, it goes according to everybody. Lach Lishna the Yarmut, Biyesa, please, you know, the Machlekes is by 10, and I'll tell you, Karav. Then we have to go according to Rav. Hey, the second sheet there is, the second sheet was, Kipligi, Biyesa, Miyesa. Now, Yavika the Yarmut, Biyesa, Miyesa, Kuliam, Le, Pligi, Pligi, Biyesa. That more than after you don't say, Machlekes is by 10. So if you learn the Machlekes is only by 10, here also it's only talking about with 10 amas wide. If you learn the Machlekes, talking about more than 10 amas here, then it has to go according to the first Lashon, that Rav holds, even though it's wider than 10, still you say, Pitikra Yerud Vesoysim. Diri Hakul, Ach Lishna the Yarmut Biyesa Pligi, but the second Lashon says, Do Machlekes is only by 10, then Kirav, you can only go according to Rav. The second Lashon was the Chumrah. That once it's wider than 10 amas, according to nobody, do you say Pitikra on all four sides. But only when it's only 10 amas, then you do say. This goes according to Rav that you do say it. So the Mar Lechura Leima Abaye V'Rova Beplukta the Rav Shmuel Kemiflugi. Let's say the Machlekes Abaye V'Rova is told the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Yitma we learned. Sichech Agavi Achsadra. If you want to make a sukkah, and you put the schach on top of an achsadra. This porch is talking about you have two walls, two adjacent walls. Sheyesh lo psimim. And now at the adjacent walls, at the end of the walls, there's a tefach sticking out. That makes that the third wall. You have like a doorpost there, a tefach sticking out. Sheyesh lo psimim. There's a doorpost, there's another tefach sticking out. It's kshera, that's kosher for sukkah. Because the halacha of a sukkah is you have to have three walls. Two walls have to be kilchosam, and the third wall could even be a tefach. There you have the tefach sticking out, that's the third wall. What about ein lo psimim? You only have two adjacent walls, no third wall at all. And on top of these two walls you put the schach, is Abaye wamekshera. Abaye says such a sukkah is kosher. You know why? Because the schach we say pitikra, you're the seisim. With the schach alone you can say pitikra to make a fourth wall, a third and fourth wall. For Rav Ram Apsula, Rav holds his potter, it's possible, sukkah is kosher, possible. Abaye Ram Mekshair, Abaye says it's kosher, Oma Pitikri Yervisaisim. We say Pitikri Yervisaisim. So it could be a Slav Davka the Schach. It's talking about Yetzim Achsadri is made that way. An Achsadri is a porch, or here it has two walls, but there are beams going straight across. Like there is like a box shape on top of the Achsadri. So you have this box shape, and the box, each beam going across, is four tefachim wide. So since you have a wide beam of four tefachim going all along to make a box on top, therefore we say pitikra on all four sides. Here you only have to say it on two sides. On two sides we say pitikra, you're the seisim, therefore you have the four walls, therefore you put the kosher schach on top of this, it's kosher. That's pshat according to Abaye. Abaye Yom Ekshero. Oma pitikra, you're the seisim. Rav Ram Apsula, Rav says, no, this sukkah is possible. Why? Lo yama pitikra, you're the seisim. Since it's two opposite walls, that you don't have, and like we said, the rabbin could walk through it. So when you have two opposite walls that are blank, there's a passageway, then you don't say Pitikri Yerud V'Soysim. That's Rav Shita. So who you see is the Machlekes, the Bayev Rav, is the same Machlekes, Rabbin Shmuel, if you say Pitikri Yerud V'Soysim or not. Rav Ram Apsulayim in the Pitikri Yerud V'Soysim. The Molem Luchura Abayik Rav, Abayik that says you do say Pitikri holds like Rav. Rav says a Chsagibabiko, is you allowed to carry underneath it, because you say Pitikri on all four sides. For Rav to Shmuel, and Rav that says you don't say Pitikra, the Kura goes according to Shmuel. So of course, I'm missing Mad Nazach to say that two Amoraim arguing the same Machlekes. So the Gemara knows, Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that you don't say Pitikra, Kuliyam Olay Pligi, everybody holds there's no Machlekes. Shmuel holds you don't say Pitikra. Ki Pligi, where's no Machlekes, Aliba de Rav? Machlekes says Aliba de Rav that Rav said you do say Pitikra. Rav says that you have this open porch. in the middle of a valley, even though there are no mechitzes at all, but since you have the roof on top of it, with the roof alone, we make mechitzes saying pitikriyar v'soysim. That was Rav Shita. Because the machlekes is according to Rav now. Abaye k'Rav. True, Abaye also holds like Rav. Abaye says, v'ilchus sukkah, the same halacha. If you have this porch that has the top roof to it, or at least it has beams going straight across, that the beams are wide for tzvachim, so at the end of the beam we could say pitikru yard v'saisim, that to make the third or fourth wall. For Rav, why does Rav say the sukkah is kosher? For Rav says like this, at kan loy koma Rav hosim elo, tahani mechitzas le'achsad ravidi. Rav only says it that the walls there were made for the purpose of the achsadra. It was made for the purpose of the porch. That's why they made those walls. That's why they made the beams across. The beams were made for the purpose of the porch. Like he wanted to put a roof on top of the porch. So therefore those beams were for the purpose of the porch. That's why we say pitikra over there. But here these walls were not made l'shem sukkah. Trashi lav l'sukkah, l'shem sukkah. We're not making so much. Since when you put up those beams, you made the achsadria, metchila you didn't think you could make a sukkah there. Metchila you thought it's going to be some an open porch. So when you made the porch, true, you put the beams across on top of the porch. So if you want to be matzor out the porch, out the porch, the beams are put there for the purpose of the porch, we do say particular legislation. Rabbi just argues if now you want to change this porch into a sukkah. So for the sukkah, when they put the beams on top, they didn't put it there l'shem sukkah. That's Rashi says the Chiddush. Even though you don't have to make the walls l'shem sukkah, but I call upon him to give it a shame pitikra, that pitikra should be kosher for the sukkah, the beams that are going across, that four tefachim wide beam that's going across from one side to the other side, had it been put there l'shem sukkah. Then we say pitikra according to Rava. But here by the porch, since the beams were not put l'shem sukkah, the beams were only put there for the porch. So the first machlokes here, Rav is murdered to Rav Takam. That if they have a porch, if you want to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos, you are allowed to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos. Because Vilcha Shabbos, we do say particularly Yerba Soysim. Rav only argues that Vilcha Sukkah is no good. Vilcha Sukkah, you only say particularly Yerba Soysim if the beams were put there in the same Sukkah. And of this, Abaye says there's no chilek. You don't have to make the beams l'shem sukkah. Therefore, since l'maitse you have beams going across on top, and those beams are four tefachim wide, we could say pitikru yard v'saisim, therefore it's kosher even for sukkah. Right, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi yoyna im mutarim. Rabbi Yossi argued and says, and when these walls cave down on this Shabbos, he says, Alosh morshach, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, it has to be mutter for next Shabbos. And if it's osser for next Shabbos, it has to be osser for this Shabbos. The Mori Boilihu. Rabbi Yossi lesser, Rabbi Yossi mean to say, just like it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos also. Oyla Hatir, maybe means to say no. Just like you're telling me it's Mutter this Shabbos, maybe means to say it's Mutter next Shabbos also. Rav Sheshes of Rav Sheshes treat the lesser. Havad Rabbi Yossi means to be Machmir. The Chenom Rabbi Yechon lesser, that Rabbi Yossi means to be Machmir. And Tanya Nam Yoch, we know about this also in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says like this for favor. Rabbi Yossi speaks out. Rabbi Yossi, Kishem Shasurim Lossad Lovely. Just for next Shabbos, you can't carry in this mavli, or you can't carry in this house, or you can't carry in this chutzar. Since there's a pirsa here, you don't have four walls. It's just like it's also next Shabbos. Kachasur le'esa Shabbos. Who are then it's also for the Shabbos. And we don't say when mechitzas fall down, kivon chutra hutra. We don't say since the beginning of Shabbos, you had four walls. It was mutter, the heck still remains. No. Now that the fourth wall caves in, you don't have a fourth wall anymore. You can't carry the Shabbos. Itmar Rav Chiya Rav Yosef. Omar, halacha k'Rav Yosi. We take a paskin l'chumah like Rav Yosi. O Shmuel lo malacha k'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says, no, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, let Tanakama, then it's mutter. We say, ki even shutra hutra. For the Gemara, mi omar Shmuel hochi, is it true that Shmuel said l'kula? The Yotanan. Omar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said, b'meh d'var ma'murim v'yiru b'tchumim. When are we makel if it stops in the middle of Shabbos only by rubit chumim? Our beruv chatzeris. No, this is a different halacha. When do we say you can't do shleimi daiti? If you didn't ask him, you can't make a tchum near a rubit chumim to somebody without asking him. That's only by rubit chumim because it's a choif. Make a taste. The person wants to walk to Mizrach to the east side. Maybe he wants to walk to the west side. So you don't know which side he wants to walk. You can't make an error unless you ask him. Avol beirubit chaseris. But if you have somebody living in the chotzer, and you didn't ask him, you want to make an error for him, that he should be allowed to carry out to his house into the chotzer, he's a lochem arvin, bein ladas, bein shle ladas. whether you ask the person or you didn't ask for the person, still you're allowed to make an error for him. Why? The fish is off and the other shrub upon him. Since it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. He'll have a hetter now, he'll be allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So since it's a hetter for him, it's a schus. Shitul Zoch and the other, you're allowed to do something for somebody without asking him. Shrei b'fonav. Aber v'yein chazin shrei b'fonav. V'yein chazin shrei b'fonav. You can't make a choy, do something bad for somebody without asking him. So Aruba Tchumim is called something bad. Because who says he wants to walk Mizrach, maybe he would rather go the opposite side. So if Aruba Tchumim, to give him a hetter to walk one way, and that's the other way, you have to ask him first. V'yomar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Yehuda, so in the name of Shmuel, Halachak Rav Yehuda, V'yipaslok Rav Yehuda, V'lo Yoyit, Ella, not only here. Ella kol mokum shon Rav Yehuda b'Ervin. Any time Rav Yehuda said Allah and Hilchas Ervin, halacha k'moisei. With like a paskin like him. Now v'yomer Rav Chonam begiratot l'Rav Yehuda mashmuel. Afilu b'movi shenito karosei. Do you also paskin like Rav Yehuda, even in Al Mishnah, in a case with the movi, where the kura fell down in the middle of Shabbos, or the lechi came down, that is still mutter to carry the rest of the Shabbos? V'yomalei, and he answered back. Shmuel himself answered back, no. The Ervin of Matlechot. I'm only Matlechot in the case of Hilchas Ervin. Because with the Mechitzis, you have four Mechitzis. It's only a question of making an Erv. Of a B'lay the Mechitzis. But in our Mishnah, where the Mechitzis caved down, then even Shmuel is Moida. We don't say Kivu Chut Hutro. That we don't pass on like Reb Yehuda. We pass on like Reb Yasi. That now that the Mechitzis fell down, you can't carry. Om Ravon and Ludim of Parshalay Menei de Shmuel, Kan Chenifus on the Carmelis, Kan Chenifus with Shus Rabin. Ravani gives another terror. There's no stira. Shmuel Taika said both halachis. One case he taika passed like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, and one case he passed like Rav Yosi in our Mishnah. It depends where your house opened up to. If your house only opened up into a Carmelis, then it's only Nisim with the Rabbanon, so it's only Yosim with the Rabbanon, then we'll make it to say, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Mechitzis, you're still allowed to carry. Oh, the Kan Shinifas Lushus Rabin. Where it opened up to Rishus Rabin, then we pass like Rav Yehuda. Then it's a Shiloh of an Issa Diraisa. It looks like it's near the Rishus Rabin, so we're afraid to come to carry out to Rishus Rabin. There we're Machma to say, now that the walls fell down, you can't carry further. It's not also to carry further. Let's just see the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Haboina Aliyah Agabishnei Batim. Somebody has two houses, and on top of the two houses, he builds a third, he builds a second story. He builds a third house on top of two houses. V'chein Gishorim, who are then if you have a bridge? Hamafoloshim that are open on two sides of the bridge. It's open. Is alocha metaltan tachtayim b'shabbes underneath the bridge or underneath this house that's built. In other words, you have two houses, and then on top of it, what he called this here, on top of it, you have a third house. But underneath the middle house, there's an area there. In other words, like you like building blocks like this here. It's here. Part of the house is on this house, part on this house. But underneath it is an open area. You're allowed to carry underneath the house. You're still allowed to carry. That's called the Rishus Yochid. Just like if you have a bridge going straight across, underneath the bridge you're allowed to carry. We'll soon see, because you say Pitikra on both sides, so it's called Rishus Yochid underneath it. Who are in this house that's on top of two side houses, underneath this house you're allowed to carry. Bishamis. Give a review. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to carry under this house. Since there are only two walls, then the other two walls are not there, you can't carry. The Yoidam Rav Yehuda. Ma'arvin Lamovi Ham a foolish. You're allowed to make an ervin for a movi that's mafulish, even though it's open on two sides. The chol moisim, the chol said nothing doing. Since it's open on two sides, it's called the Rishus Rabin. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitos. Rabbi Yehuda always holds that with two mechitzes alone makes it into Rishus Yochid. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two walls, that's the Rishus Yochid with the Raisa. So you're allowed to make an erev means just make an erev for the fourth wall, for the third or fourth side. Rashi's hoil v'ikishtei mechitzes here. So the Omar Rabba. Don't think the pshat now the ratio of Rabbi Yehuda is mishum the kosovar. Days mechitzas the raisam because Rabbi Yehuda shit there is that were two walls alone. The raisam is called rishus yochid. Ela mishum the kosovar pitikur yard v'soysin. Now the pshat Rabbi Yehuda is when you have the bridge or you have the house on top, underneath the house it's mutter to carry because you say pitikur on both sides. Who are then underneath the bridge? You say pitikur on both sides, but not because two walls alone is rishus yochid. But the more aisvay, you have a kasher in you. We had a mom yesterday. Cain, the Yehuda says a big chiddush. More than this, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mishieishloi shnei batim mishnei tzidushus rabin. Somebody owns two houses on the two sides of Rishus Rabin. You own this house here on this side of Beverly, and the other side you also own on the other side of Beverly. Is alocha oisa lechem mikan lechem mikan. If you want to carry from this house across Beverly to the other house, all you have to do is just put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. oi kuri mikan bakuri mikan. Venaisa the naisim biensa, and you're allowed to carry from one house across devil to the other side. That's a Yudishita. Omrulud, Rabbanan told back to Yudah, no. Ain Marv Rishus Rab Makak, what kind of business is this? It's still called Rishus Rabin here. You only have two walls. Two walls is nothing. Still the Rabbim is walking straight through. You can't make a heter with a lechi v'kayra through Rishus Rabin. On Malay. So the Chur, what do you see from here? That if Yehuda Shita is two walls, make it Rishus Yochid. And the Maramalai Yitzhaka true. Meheyin. From this case, you have a Raya. We have Yehuda holds two walls as Rishus Yochid. Of the Mehil Lekala Mashmino. But just saying from our Mishnah, from the bridge and to under the house, you have no Raya. It could be the reason why it's Mutter to carry under the bridge and under the house, because you say Pitikra, therefore it's like you have four walls. Omer Rav Ashi Masnitzin Nami Deika, Mishnah is also Ryan. Midiktoni V'yoidom Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says another Chiddush, that Marvin B'movi am a foolish. You can make an error even though Movi only has two walls. V'chom Mois, V'chom said no, you can't do that. But this is another Chiddush. Is the Yom V'shlein, if you tell me V'shlein Mishum the Kosovam, Pitik Yor V'soysin, if the ratio the Mishnah the Heter is, because you say Pitik Yor V'soysin, of the Zoyhain of the Ktoni V'yoid. That's why the next part of the Mishnah says a bigger Chiddush. Now there's no Heter Pitikro, it's done because two walls is Rishus Yochid. But if you can tell me even the first part of the Mishnah also is only mutter because if Yudah Shita is two walls is Rishus Yochid, but they write some, my biyoid. What's if Yudah saying in the Mishnah? Another Chiddush. Shema Amina, from Eretz Saraya, that the first Chiddush of the Mishnah has nothing to do with two walls. That's the Chiddush, you say, Pitikram, the sides of the bridge, the roof of the bridge comes down. There are four walls. Just the safe of the Mishnah is the Chiddush, that a Movim of Foolish only has two walls. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's called the Rishus Yochim, that you're allowed to have the tikkunim of a kari of a lechi, even though it's open on two sides. So what? If Yehuda Shita is, two walls make a Rishus Yochim. On this, a Chum argument say no, you need at least three walls to make a Rishus Yochim. With two walls, it's still called the Rishus Rabin. Hadron Lecha Kol Gadis. Stop here.
Yeah, new parak here. Daf Tzadik Hei Yom Aleph. Hamoitzi Tfilin. If somebody finds Tfilin on Shabbos in the street, you find Tfilin in the middle of the street on Shabbos. He's alocho machnison zug zug. You're allowed to wear them, put them on, and wear them, take them back home, zug zug, a pair at a time. One shall yad, one shall rosh. Put them on in the street and walk home with them. Take them off in your house and then go out again. And if there are more Tfilin there, bring them home. Like Rashi says, "Hamoitzi tefillin besodeh b'mokim shenovodin." You find this tefillin in the streets that you're afraid will get lost. It's a mokim bezoyin there. So the rabbanim will make all that machnisin liru labayis. You're allowed to carry them, wear them home to bring it into the city, into the house. Zug zug. What does that mean? Echad b'roish v'echad b'zroya. One on top of your head and one on your hands. V'hainu zug. That's a loshen zug of like a mate, two together. The same way you wear in the middle of the weekday. You wear shoyad and shorosh. Then the choyze tomit, go back after you take it off in your house. Take one after another pair after another pair, till you finally bring in all the pair of tefillin that you find outside in the street. But you're going to wear one pair at a time. He holds no. You're allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. Two shoroshes and two shoyads at the same time, and carry them home. So the Mar B'medev or Mamurim, when are we mako that you carry, wear the tefillin home? The Yishonis. Only if the tefillin are old. So Rashi learns old means, Rashi shenikir akesher, it's nikir that there's a knot on the ritzuis. Also kimin shakai, that's made when you see the shin and the dalet and the yud. Then we say the vadai tefillin hain, that this pair is for sure a pair of tefillin. The Yesh Behen Kedusha, and it has Kedusha, because they are parshias inside them. The also Lanichem Bebizoyim. You're not allowed to leave them out in the street, Bebizoyim. Therefore, there's a heter to wear them home on Shabbos. Mashenken Bechadoshes. Let's say you find a very new pair, then Potter. Then you don't have a right to take them home. Because we have a Sufik, maybe it's only a Kimeya. Yerash is only an ornament. Yerashim, Avol Bechadoshes, Potter, Malach Nisan, Duma Kimeya Hein Baalma. V'yein ben kedusha, ela benasin kilchosam aina lishmon. Tefillin only as kedusha was made lishmon with the right pashias, but only lekmeya that you make an ornament for refuah. That's something that heals you. So you're not, even if you have the pashias written there, it wasn't written l'shem kedusha tefillin. It was written only for refuah. It has no kedusha on it. Therefore, if you find a new pair, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's only kimeim, and you're not allowed to bring it home. But the maisa la'aloch, it's brought down in Ravana today, even new pairs also you're allowed to carry a wear home, because the zman hazeh, it's not shchiyah to have any kimeis. And it's nikki klaw, that snicker, we every even new pairs of tefillin have its kesher on it already. You have the ritzuas, you have the knots in the back of the sharush, so it's nikki klaw, the zman hazeh, that's a pair of tefillin. Therefore, you find wear them home. So the Mishnah, motzon tzivosam, you find like a pair tied together. Or else a few pairs of tefillin tied together. A lot of pairs tied together. So we'll see in the Gemara, but the Chur of Pshat is, if you go back and forth a whole day trying to carry one pair at a time, you won't finish the job. There are so many tefillin there, it'll take you more than a day's time to wear them home one at a time. So in such a case, there's machshech aleihem. You're supposed to wait there then. Just stay with them there in the field, in the sada, wherever you found it, and wait there till at night time. And then at night time, you'll pick up the whole bundle and carry them home. O mevi'in. And then you'll bring them home at night time. But since it's not kedai to travel a whole Shabbos back and forth wearing them home, you won't finish anyway by the time it's the end of Shabbos. So you might as well just wait there with them, and at the Moitzoy Shabbos, you'll carry them home. So the Mishnah